We've got another name, I think.
Yeah, John, where are you, John? Where are you, John? John, my friend, come and leap aboard. Everyone's being slow out there in the sun this morning. John, exactly where are you? Exactly where are you, John?
Hello?
Yes, John, what do you want to tell us? What's the matter with everyone this morning? Some kind of Valium in the old national drinking system. What do you want to tell us, John?
Basically, it's not a name. It's about the worst summer job.
The worst summer job? Well, so far, you've got somebody who works in a smelting works, and yours is going to top that. Why? How? What's the story?
Because I used to work in a shoe shop in the summer.
Yeah?
And,
yes! the rest writes itself, John, honestly. So carry on. What was your experiences of that?
Well, the experiences were people coming in with their sandals and shoes basically stuck to their feet because they were so sweaty.
Yeah,
You know, that's really bad.
I am wearing a pair of training shoes at the moment, which most mornings are up and walking around the vicinity before I am. They are just about the most... Alice, I wouldn't do this to you normally.
Yes, well, no,
I can't.
No, I'm not
saying
you're
the
right.
Most powerful
normally,
thing.
Right, normally.
Properly harnessed, you could perform delicate eye surgery with a few coming off it. There's nothing you can do, though, John. Is there anything you can do about trainers?
Nothing you can do. Throw them away.
Yeah, but then you go through them like once every 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
You
can wash them in the washing machine, but you're not
but who's
really
got time for that? What do I know about that? What are you saying, Alice?
This is where we can do our old routine, of course, where we say there's no business like the old...
Shoe business? I don't say that. I've never done that old routine.
Yeah, we have.
No, I don't think so. No, never. But Sir John, so working in the shoe shop, any particular customers that really knocked your hat off?
Well, there was one old customer who asked me to take her shoes off personally and put a new pair on, and they looked as if they'd never been off her feet.
But of course, some people like that, would God, they pay money in the red light areas of most districts for just that sort of thing, your foot fetish, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you sound very shady to me, don't I?